Believe it or not, one of the worst droughts in the nation is in southeast Alaska. That's according to federal meteorologists. As KSDK's June Leffler reports, ground zero for the drought is Wrangell, a city that struggled for years to keep up with summer water demand.
Wrangell recently issued a low-level water watch. Residents are asked to cut back water usage where they can. It's something Wrangell's locals are used to.
We got some rain yesterday, and I think as long as we get a little bit every day, it's probably going to rain today too. So I'm not too concerned about it. Just everybody needs to do their part.
That's Dawn Welch. She has two kids and most of her family in town. We chatted outside the grocery store.
Don't wash your cars, take less showers, shorter showers, only do laundry when you have to.
For years, Wrangell has struggled to meet peak water demands in the summer. That has nothing to do with weather. It's all about aging infrastructure. The city's slow sand filtration plant is, well, slow. It hasn't treated water fast enough to meet the extra demand on the town's seafood processors and other summer users. Things were so bad in 2016 that the city declared a water emergency. But a drought in a rainforest, that's another factor that's piling on a city that's long had water woes. The National Weather Service says Southeast drought is, right now, the worst in the nation. Ketchikan received about 40 inches less precipitation last year than its yearly average. Aaron Jacobs is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Juneau.
Looking at the numbers and how much less of precipitation the area has received, but then also looking at the impacts.
Impacts to fish habitats, hydropower plants.
And to me, living in a temperate rainforest, I think that's pretty exceptional. Like, we haven't seen these types of deficits in precipitation in almost 20 years. And that's how long this monitor has been going on.
The three-month forecast gives little clarity for the summer months.
Outlook. So that means that there's a 33% chance of above normal precipitation, below normal precipitation, and normal precipitation. So essentially what that's saying, there's not really a good trend to say that we're going to be in a wet period or dry period.
Wrangell's water supply comes from two reservoirs. Levels are healthy right now, even overflowing. But the flume that feeds water into them is already dry. Wrangell City Manager Lisa Von Bargen says that's a bad sign.
Really, it's just a little bit more than a trickle right now.
Wrangell has stopped selling water to visiting cruise ships. That's not a big loss, maybe a few hundred dollars per ship. The large water users that the city doesn't want to disappoint are the town's two seafood processors. During the 2016 water emergency, the city was forced to enforce conservation at the Trident and Sea Level plants. Plant managers have since said they conserve more. For example, they use more salty seawater where they can, and they recycle more fresh water. The two processors didn't respond to requests for comment, but both are expecting a good season for Dungeness crab and chum salmon, and that's going to require plenty of fresh water. Von Bargen does not want to disappoint them. They're big taxpayers in both property tax and raw fish tax.
That doesn't take into consideration all of the economic benefit that is going to the private sector.
But for now, it's wait and see at Wrangell City Hall.
And if we need to increase the water watch because we see water levels become more concerning, we will not hesitate to do that. And we ask the community to hang in there with us.
There's also ways to boost efficiency, fixing leaks and recapturing water disposed of during filtration process. The city had been losing up to half of its treated water due to leaks and cleaning. The city approved the purchase of a $9 million water plant over a year ago, but work hasn't begun as the funding isn't yet in place. In the meantime, a town hall meeting is scheduled next week to talk conservation. Residents will be able to ask questions and get answers on June 12th. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm June Leffler.